Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud. Negar, if one has a negar, negar is a type of bolt or a peg that they would stick into a wall or into a threshold in order to lock a door. Sheesh Barosho Galustra, that the tip of this negar, the tip of this bolt, is a round ball, and the ball would be used to, for malacha, for example, they would take it and crush pepper, so it had a purpose to it. Rabbi Lazar says it's prohibited to lock a door on Shabbos with this type of bolt. Elam Kain, unless it's kashur, it's tied, and it's hanging with a very strong rope from the wall. She'ef shaltat labo, so you can move it around, and the rope will not rip. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says it's permitted to lock the door on Shabbos, even though it may not be tied by a rope. It may not be tied by a thick rope, but by a thin rope, that technically if you come to move the item with that rope, that the rope could rip right away, right? It's not a strong rope, it's not going to hold it. Still, he says it's permitted and it's not a problem. Now, what's the source of the machlokas? Says the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yossi, since at the tip of this bolt, there's a ball, like some kind of wooden ball or a metal ball, so it's got a Torah's kli, it's considered a utensil. Vina Noelbo, one who locks a door now with it, it doesn't look like he's being Mosif al-Abin, that he's adding to a building on Shabbos that would be deemed like bona, building, which is one of the 39 Torah prohibitions. Therefore, you know, since it's like a regular utensil, it's like placing a bat in your door. He doesn't hold it as a problem. And therefore, even if it's tied by a very thin rope, that if you touched it, it would rip, you know, it's not a problem, and you could just stick it in there on Shabbos. Whereas a blazer says that no, since there's this, like, you know, this ball on it, it makes it like a kli, but only if it's tied very, very strong to the door, that if you move it around, it won't fall off the rope. Why? Because now it's nicker, it's recognizable that it's there just to lock the door. And therefore, it's permitted, linolbo, it's permitted to lock with it on Shabbos, and people won't be concerned that you're actually adding to a building and doing bona, building on it. Because since it's tied so strong, we look at it as like a chelek, as a portion of the building. And therefore you're not adding to it. Whereas when it's tied to the very thin rope, so then it looks like it appears that it's not even tied to the building at all. And then if you were to lock the door with it, it looks like you're adding to the building, which is bona, which is a problem. So that's the reason of the machlokas over here. That's Rashi. The Rambam has a different approach. He says that the reason of the machlokas is that Rav Lazar holds that there's no Torah's kli, it's not deemed a utensil, and you can't move it because of muktzah. Whereas Rav Yossi holds that since, you know, you have this ball in it, it is considered a utensil, and it's not considered a muktzah. So different reasons. This has nothing to do with Erevin, just happens to be in Masechta Erevin, but these are the two different views of their machlokas. Omar Belazar says, Rav Lazar, Ma'isa Bechneses, there's a story with a shul, Shepet Tiberia and Tiberia and Tiberias, that they used to lock the doors on Shabbos with this bolt, and it was permitted, you know, it wasn't a problem. Until Rabbi Gamliel came, Bazakinim and the elders, and for Asulahan, and they said it's prohibited. So you see, why they prohibit it, because it was only tied by a thin rope, and if it's tied by a thin rope, it's as if it's not really tied, and then when you put it onto it, it looks like a building, we said, which is a problem on Shabbos. So here you see a support to my reasoning. So comes along Rabbi Yossi, he says, no, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Isser Naguba. No, you got the story wrong, it's the other way around. They were all being machber, stringent on themselves, not locking the door with it, lest it look like you're building on Shabbos, right? Rabbi Gamliel, Vazakein, and Tirlan, and they said, no, it's permitted, even if it may not be tied by a strong string, but if it's tied by a small string, it's good enough. We don't deem it as if you're adding to a building and doing bona on Shabbos, and they permit it. So, you know, you have your story, I'll say that the story was the other way around. So it comes out as a machlokas between the two opinions, you know, whether you can use this bolt that has a ball in it, which makes it like a utensil, right? And now you want to lock the door on Shabbos, so whether you could or not, whether a strong string is required in order to lock, which would be the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, or even a thin string would be required to make it lock according to Rabbi Yossi. And again, the reasons were, according to Rabbi Lazar, without a strong string, it looks like you're building, and Rabbi Yossi says, it doesn't look like you're building, or Rabbi Lazar says that there's no Torah's kli on it, it's not considered a utensil, and you can't move it because of muktzah. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that since you have this bowl in it, it is a utensil, and therefore you could move it on Shabbos, and there's no problem of muktzah. Moving right along to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Neger ha-nigrar, if you have a bolt, okay, which is tied to the door, but it's tied, the rope is a very, very long rope. Instead of the bolt hanging in the air, it's actually nigrar. It's being dragged on the ground. So technically, it doesn't really look like it's tied at all. And the Mefarshim explained here, Khan Benegar, we're talking about a bolt that doesn't have this ball on it, so it's not considered a utensil at all. Okay? She'ain brosho glustera, doesn't have this ball on it. So Noel and Bob and Mikdash, you could still use the bolt to lock the doors in the base on Mikdash, because the prohibition is only a shavus, it's only a rabbinic prohibition, that it looks like your building. And there's no shavuos, no rabbinic prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even though the rope is very long, and it looks like it's on the floor, it looks like it's not even connected, we still permit you to lock the door in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, because in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not concerned for rabbinic decrees that one may think you're doing building. Because in the previous mission, the prohibition was, it looks like you're doing bona, right? So here we say, no, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to, take into consideration that rabbinic decree that it looks like bona, and we say it's not a problem. Ava love Medina, but not in the city. Meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash. Because since it drags on the ground, it doesn't look like it's tied to the door at all. And the Chama made a gzera that you shouldn't use it on Shabbos because it looks like bona. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, it looks like bona. Or because we said it could be a problem of muktzah, and you can't move it. So like we said in the previous Mishnah, then it would be prohibited if it's outside the Beis HaMikdash because of this decree. And just to clarify, in the previous Mishnah, it wasn't a problem of actual bona, it was only a problem of looking like bona. Okay. Va'amunach, what about a neger, a bolt, which is resting on the ground entirely, and it's not tied to the door at all? Then, kan v'kan aser, whether in the Beis HaMikdash, whether in the Medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the provinces, it's prohibited, because that doesn't just look like a building that we're concerned in this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, but that's a real building, because it's not tied at all. When you stick that bolt in, it doesn't just look like you're building, you are building, and that's a Torah prohibition. A Torah prohibition, we don't, give you any leniency, of course, not outside the Beis HaMikdash or in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamunach, if it's resting on the ground, Mutter b'mikdash, even if this bolt is resting on the ground, that's not tied to the door at all, in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted. Why? Because he holds even when it's resting on the ground, not tied at all to the door, it's only a rabbinic decree that it looks like you're doing building, and it's not real building. And since you're in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't say any shavuos, any rabbinic decree in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, you could use it in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a problem. But v'hanigrar, and then he says again, and now his next opinion would be like this, v'hanigrar, and what about a bolt, which is not totally on the ground, right? It's meaning not, it, just now we mentioned where it's disconnected entirely. But now going back to the Nigrar case, where it's dragged, meaning it's tied by a rope to the door, but it's dragging on the floor. So Yehuda argues with Hanakama, and he says, but Medina in the province, it's also permitted, right? Because Mutalinabo, you can lock with it. Because he holds that when it's tied, then it's Nigrar that it's attached to the door, even if it's on the ground, and there's no rabbinic decree that it looks like you're building. So Yehuda is very lenient. He says if it's totally on the ground and not attached at all, so then in the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be permitted. Whereas earlier we said, when it's totally disconnected, it's prohibited in both areas because it's bona d'oraisa, bona on a Torah level. Yehuda says that in the Beis HaMikdash, it's just a rabbinic decree and it's permitted. And, if it's being dragged by a rope, so he says that being dragged by rope in the provinces, right, is not a problem at all, because dragged by rope he's not concerned of the rabbinic decree of it looks like a building. So therefore he's lenient there also, so he's much more lenient than the Tanakama. And actually we do Pascha like a Yehuda, Halacha L'Maisa, and that wraps up Mishnah Yud Aleph.